Thanks for listening to WHYY 90.9. I'm Avi Wolfman Arendt. For more than a decade, Pennsylvania's pool of teachers has been shrinking, and this year, with a tight labor market, a lot of districts are still reporting vacancies. WHYY's education reporter Aubrey Juhas has been covering this issue, and she joins me now to discuss the scope of the problem, its root causes, and some possible solutions. Aubrey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to do it.
So I said we're going to talk about scope. Let's start with scope. How bad is Pennsylvania's teacher shortage?
Yeah, so we're starting with like the hardest question to answer first. And that's because like a lot of states, Pennsylvania doesn't track the number of teacher vacancies that it has. And they are working on changing this because they recognize that data is very important. But for now, the information we're looking at is largely anecdotal. And what I've been hearing from superintendents is that it really, really varies. Some affluent districts, they have almost no vacancies, but then some urban, some rural districts, they just still have a lot of openings. And this makes sense based on the data we do have, which is looking at credentials, right? So we've seen that the supply of teachers, like you said up top, has long been shrinking. And last year, Pennsylvania certified just 5,000 teachers, down from about 15,000 teachers a year a decade ago.
Wow. 15,000 to 5,000 is a huge drop. Do we know why fewer people are going into the profession?
It's the things you'd expect, like the soaring cost of higher education, the profession's typically low salaries, and subpar working conditions. Culture war issues like book bans and don't say gay legislation also haven't helped. But despite all this, you still have a lot of young people who initially want to go into teaching. I met one of them, Josie Stallcar. She's a first-year teacher in the district she actually graduated from, Susquehanna Township outside of Harrisburg. She was one of several teachers who spoke at a recent summit on the state's teacher shortage. Stallcar graduated from Penn State's music education program in May and says when she started college, there were 47 students in her program. But by the time they started student teaching, though, half of her classmates had dropped out. And ultimately, Stallcar and just five of her classmates ended up taking teaching jobs.
We get overwhelmed. We actually decide to teach, or some of us go to grad school. Some of us take other career paths. And you have to understand that, like, yes, things are going to be different than what's in the classroom. You can't model everything from a teaching and professor standpoint, but some things are just way different than what we anticipated. And it's a lot for us, too.
The conditions they're working under because of the teacher shortage are only making the situation worse. Because when schools have vacancies, they need the teachers who are there to do more, like increase their class sizes or cover additional class periods.
All right, Aubrey, we promised solutions.
We did.
are there any short-term solutions here?
Yes. I asked the state's acting secretary of education, Eric Haggerty, this exact same question, and he told me the state has already taken several actions, and they're basically waiting for them to take their full effect at this point. And those include a new agreement that allows teachers certified in other states who have 2 years or more of experience to just bypass the state's licensing process. They've also waived the basic skills assessment for all applicants, and they're allowing retirees to return to the classroom without negative impacts on their pension.
All right, so changing the rules, lowering the bar, I suppose, in some ways. What about long-term solutions? Does the state have a plan to get more people into this teaching pipeline so we're not here again in 1, 2, 3, 4 years?
Right, because if they just have short-term solutions, we're just going to stay in this cycle forever and ever. Well, a lot of the long-term solutions that were floated include pipeline programs at the high school and college levels, grant and scholarship opportunities to make college more affordable. But the idea that Haggerty was the most excited about is a competitive grant program known as Grow Your Own, which Tennessee started a few years ago. And in short, states award grants to education preparation programs, and in exchange, they agree to certain non-negotiables, the biggest one being that students get to become teachers for free, and they get paid to do so by student teaching, which I actually just thought that people got paid for student teaching, had no idea that you don't get paid, but this program you would get paid, which is a big incentive. And right now, 8 states are developing their own Grow Your Own programs, and Haggerty says he wants Pennsylvania to be number 9.
Okay, so those are state-level solutions. What can districts do to help address this problem without waiting for these state things to take effect?
Right. Well, they can create their own programs to steer students toward teaching as a career and support them through college and the certification process. And a lot of districts have done that so far. But another thing that came up quite a bit at the summit was the idea that the profession needs to be elevated And that the best way to do that is to just give teachers more respect, to listen to them, right, to make them feel valued and appreciated. And one of the teachers who raised this issue was Lisa Richardson, an English teacher in Upper Darby School District. And Richardson said after nearly 30 years of teaching, she really feels like she's at a crossroads. She served on her school and district's equity team. She frequently speaks up about how schools need to adapt to better meet students' needs. But she says she feels like no one is listening.
And if I feel like I can't make change, then I don't really want to be there. I don't want to be half of myself for my students.
And this is something I've heard from a lot of teachers, especially teachers of color. It's the idea that the traditional school system is just so rigid or cumbersome that they can't have the type of impact on students that they want to have. Richardson says the fact that she's one of very few teachers of color at her school is actually the reason she hasn't left yet. Because if she goes, then nobody gets to take African-American literature with a Black teacher.
Aubrey Juhasz is WHYY's education reporter. Thanks so much for the time, Aubrey.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Avi.